The holiday buying season officially kicked off today. To help parents and grandparents shopping for children, the Alaska Public Interest Research Group has released this year's report of dangerous or potentially dangerous toys. KSKA's Lynn Anderson reports.
Matt Wallace, executive director for the research group, says predecessors to this 26th annual report have had a positive impact on toy safety.
Over the years, the report has helped lead to at least 150 recalls and other actions to get hazardous toys off store shelves.
Wallace says in general, holiday shoppers can be pretty confident that the toys they buy will not endanger the youthful recipients.
The toys today are definitely safer, probably, than they've ever been, especially thanks to federal legislation passed in 2008, the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act. The agency that's charged with actually enforcing safe products, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, finally has the tools, the resources, and the authority it needs to really do its job.
The federal interest in toy safety came after a wave of toxic toys in 2007 and 2008. But Wallace notes if overall safer, some important exceptions remain.
Key findings for the 2011 report include toys that contain high levels of lead and high levels of phthalates, which are two chemicals that are now regulated and regulated more strictly for children's products.
Among the toys exceeding the phthalate standard are funny glasses by Joking Around and sleep mask by Claire's. Because the lead standard was recently tightened, toys which met the previous acceptable level but exceed the new one are also included, because some stores are selling the toys until sold out. Examples are Little Hands Love Book, Whirly Wheel, Peace Sign Bracelet by Family Dollar, and Honda Motorcycle by Honda. Wallace says the potentially dangerous toys list focuses beyond single encounters with toxic elements.
The concern when it comes to toxics is extended exposure over time. And the reason, of course, we focus on children's products is that while these chemicals might exist in a lot more classes of products, kids are more sensitive. And they're more likely to do things like put stuff in their mouths, which increases their risk of long-term exposure.
Another category represents a more immediate danger.
We also found toys on store shelves that pose a potential choking hazard. Choking on toys, toy parts, balloons, small balls, these have long been the leading cause of children's deaths and serious injuries from playing with toys.
Making the 2011 potentially choking hazard list are wooden blocks set by Toysmith and Sesame Street doll Oscar by Sesame Workshop and various bin, ball, and marble toys. Some toys passing the small part test, but near enough to cause concern or lacking choking hazard notices, Haba Fruit in a Bag by Haba, and Flat Baby Blocks and Square Counting Blocks, distributed by Greenbrier International. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.